Larry Baldassaro interviewing Tony La Russa, May 12th, 2008, at Miller Park.
A lot of people I talk to think of you as being Hispanic. They don't even identify you as Italian, but I know you're at least half Italian.
That's right.
Just say a little bit about your family background.
Oh, my dad, you know, his family comes from Sicily.
You know where?
The Catania province, I think.
Yeah.
So my mother was, her family came from Spain. That's 30th. So, yeah, that's how I was raised. It's in a Latin American, Italian American community with a bunch of people that really love baseball.
Was your father born in the States?
Yes, she was born here, so was my mother.
Did his father came over?
Yes.
What's your grandmother? Also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You grew up with this mixed heritage. Did you grow up as an Italian in some way? Did you identify yourself? Or
I just... You know, she grew up the Italian side of my dad's side and the Spanish side of my mother's. I mean, there was no differentiation for us.
Did your father speak Italian at all?
Yeah, my dad speaks Italian.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you grow up, did you speak with him or pick any of it up?
No, my mother spoke Spanish and not Italian. He spoke Spanish and Italian. So we spoke Spanish in the house. Spanish was my first language.
Right. Oh, you're cool.
So I had to learn English to go to school.
Really?
So.
When you decided you wanted to be a ball player, were they supportive of you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My father was a fanatic about baseball. He loved baseball.
Oh, yeah?
My mother was, you know, she was more in education, but she recognized the athletic, you know, the athletics was good for a young person. But my dad, you know, he made every opportunity. They both did every opportunity they could to. Let me play ball.
When you first came up as a player in the major leagues, were there any Italian players that sort of identified you as such, related to you in that way?
Well, I can remember the first time that was the Rocky Colavito. My first time I got on second base for he was with the Detroit Tigers at the time. He's nice to have another Italian in the league. You know, the Kansas City A's. Yeah, he had Gino Cimoli and Bobby Del Greco, and yeah, you know, so they were all, you know, kind of protected.
Now there are several other Italian American major managers. So, do you relate to any of them in the ethnic sense at all?
Well, actually. Terry's dad, Tito, was on that club.
Yeah.
So the Kansas City A's. And in our room with him on a trip to Chicago or something, he was a real gentleman. But, you know, Torrey, I know a lot better than I do. Terry. I think he's a wonderful guy, great man. Sort of both of them, but I just have another one better than the other. End of my playing career, I wasn't going to make it as a legitimate major leaguer and needed to find something else to do. So towards the end of my time, I was like a minor league AAA player coach. I always loved to read, you know, problem solving. I had friends who were Italian. I had friends who were lawyers, and I said, look, looks like things add together, and that would be a good thing to do.
We're managing since 71. What gets you motivated to do it?
I just check myself. I don't examine it. As long as I get excited and get nervous, then I figure that's what I should be doing, as long as somebody wants me. So.
And here you are now, your third-ranking manager of all time against the
win. It makes, you know, I'm a. The importance of that versus Ned Yost is in his sixth or seventh year. It means zero. Nothing. But, you know, we both saw our score 0-0. So, I mean, all that stuff has just happened. The key is, you know, you got a responsibility, an opportunity to do something to put the right people in place to try to win the game for the team you're with. I mean, it's that simple, and as long as that excites a person, then you should keep trying to do it. They want you. So I just wait for that. If I was burning, I like what I'm doing. If it doesn't, then I'll be cheating, and I don't want to cheat.
You're about a year younger than I am, but I was 36 years, and I decided this is the year to retire. And that was sort of part of it. I still enjoy it, but the spark isn't quite what it used to be.
Then it's time to do something
about it. And I want to write more about baseball, so I think it is the right time.
You're exactly right then.
You still get that anxiety.
Every bit the same. Yeah. Every bit. I haven't lost any excitement or any nervousness or whatever. Not a bit. Probably worse than ever, because you know how good it is to win. When you're younger, you know, you're wondering, now you know it is, and so the losses are harder to take, and you appreciate the winning more, maybe, a little bit. Is what you do. I mean, I have friends who have managed I gotta take this call. Can you go?
What's his parents' name? What was his father's name?
Same as mine, you know, my friend Italian Antonio La Russa with no middle name. I don't have a middle name, Junior. My mother's name, last name is Cuervo, C-U-E-R-V-O. First name is Oliva, O-L-I-V-A.
So were you baptized Antonio or Antonio?
Maybe Tony. I don't know.
But they didn't call you Antonio?
No, they always call me, my nickname was T-O-N-I-N, Tonin.
Tonin, sure.
So my name was Antonio, I was Tonin.
When you were growing up, were the ball players that you particularly admired?
Well, the big hero in our town was Al Lopez.
Mm.
I mean, he lived in the War City Park, where I was born and raised. In fact, my dad knew him, and all the guys there always admired him, because as he became a big league catcher, and then later on became a big league manager, he never changed. He always came back and was never put on any airs. He was just a really good guy who never let his success get to him. So I always admired him. I mean, he was like the first major leaguer that I paid attention to. And although as I was getting older, he was already a manager. But I was fortunate because in Tampa, Florida, Cincinnati, and Chicago, trained there, and St. Pete had the Yankees in St. Louis. Right. So on weekends, my dad would take me, you know, very often to Tampa, and once in a while go to St. Pete. So I mean, he was a big, big baseball fan.
Did he play at all?
Well, the story back home was that he was a pretty good catcher who was never allowed to play much because his father, my grandfather, required him to do chores. And that was one reason why he made it a point. I mean, we never had a lot of extra money. He worked so hard. But he always gave me every opportunity to play because he never wanted me to be frustrated like he was.
What did your dad do?
In the last 30 years, he was a wholesale route milk salesman, a company called Florida Dairy. Get up early, work late, 6 days a week.
Well, like all our dads in those days, they threw the depression. What about as a manager? Were there other managers that you emulated as you started out?
Well, I started when I was 34, there had to be giants in the league that they were very kind to me. Guys like Sparky and Billy Martin and Chuck Tanner, Earl Weaver, Gene Mauch, these guys.
Johnny, Don McNamara, all these guys through the years answered a bunch of questions I had. And later on, you know, you're still around, you realize just how great their instructions, the teaching, the advice was. It's really important.
Billy Martin, of course, was very Italian.
Actually, he's Portuguese.
Huh?
Portuguese.
Well, his dad was Portuguese, but his dad left when he was very young, and he was really raised by his mother and grandmother, who... And I think he considered himself more Italian than anything else. You know. Did he ever talk about that with you?
No, he just talked baseball.
He was a hell of a manager. I mean,
oh, brilliant.
He had a strategy, but...
Brilliant.
But he just had that almost... To me, he's a little bit like Bobby Knight. Brilliant, but something they couldn't quite control.
Well, I don't agree with that at all.
Why that?
Well, because Billy, you know, had a quality where he was going to flame out, you know... But Bobby Knight was in one place 30-some years, and he never cheated.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there ain't anything. He controls himself fine. He just doesn't like the media.
Why?
Never cheated, graduates as kids.
I went to IU. My first, as a graduate student, that was his first year. No, I've got great respect for him.
He coached.
Just in terms of temper flaring up on the feet.
I can't disagree more.
Okay.
I mean, you got to get guys' attention. You coach in the era of a spoiled player, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to get those guys to understand how basic it is. So, now he and Billy were 180 degrees different.
I see that point. Yeah. Knight has great integrity.
Great integrity and, you know, great staying power.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Appreciate how busy you are tonight.
Good luck.